Good morning. It's Monday, the 5th of December. I'm Claire Johnston, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today, we hear from food and drink team leader Julia Bryce about the mouth-watering prizes on offer in our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway and why this really is the critical season for struggling local hospitality firms. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities at thecourier.co.uk. Now, if you haven't already taken a look, then it would be well worth checking out the prizes on offer in our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway, which runs on the Courier website and in the paper until the 12th of December. With me now is food and drink team leader Julia Bryce. And Julia, tell us what kind of prizes have already been up for grabs and what might we look forward to?
So we've already had some absolutely fabulous prizes. We've had everything from an overnight with dinner and breakfast at Murray's Hall Country Estate. We've had a distillery tour with lunch and all the extras at our BK distillery. And we've even given out, you know, our food restaurant meals at The View Restaurant in Newport-on-Tay and Christie's Scottish Tapas for those that like a little bit of tapas in Dunfermline as well. Our readers have really been loving the prizes so far, and it's so great to see that it seems to be working really well in both print and online. We've also got the chance to win a day's cooking class with celebrated chef Praveen Kumar. Coming up as well is a tasting menu at Balbirnie House. And someone can even win fish and chips for a year at Murray's and Bronte Ferry. Ooh. Two fish suppers every month for a year. That sounds right up my street.
Well, no, we can't join in this, can we, Julia? Because we're staff, so we just have to watch on enviously. Never mind. Now, this is obviously a critical time of year for hospitality businesses, and we've already heard of a number of closures due to the cost of living crisis. What are business owners telling you about the situation in the run-up to Christmas?
Yeah, it's a really crucial time for them, to be honest, Claire. A lot of businesses are still kind of recovering from the pandemic, and with everything else that's going on in the world, there's a lot of concern just in general around hospitality. I guess the festivities are really a time when the majority of these businesses can make a little bit of a greater profit. They're usually packed out. There's, you know, those packed diaries, the additional events that they can put on, and potentially even longer operating hours in play if they get those lined up. Lots of those who operate within the city centre seem to be pretty booked up, which is great. But I guess it's those smaller, more rural venues that seem to be struggling maybe a little bit more, that maybe can't attract as many people out to their premises because it is a little bit more challenging, whether that be because people are wanting a drink or that they've maybe not got the capacity to hold like a bigger kind of event. But what I will say is that if you are venturing out, that absolutely, like, you certainly want to be spending your money with local businesses this Christmas as much as possible. Mm. They're obviously like an absolutely huge part of our community, and kind of the more that we can keep them going, the better it is for everybody. January and February, as everybody kind of knows, they're much quieter months. Everyone stays in, nobody really goes out as much. So they really need the support around this kind of festive period and the lead up to that to really kind of get ahead of themselves for the start of 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this is a busy time of year for your team. What are some of the other food and drink goodies that we can expect over the festive season?
Absolutely. So yeah, we are gearing up for a pretty busy festive period, as you can imagine. We'll be looking to get down to Winterfest to try all the different kind of food and drink available there. We're going to be continuing with our festive content by focusing on businesses that are primarily maybe a lot busier during this period of time. We'll also be sharing some helpful listicles on, say, for example, your after takeaway on Boxing Day, or when and what different supermarkets are open during the break. Like, obviously, you know, a lot of them shut, so we'll be kind of focusing a little bit on that as well. And of course, we'll be providing lots of recipe inspiration too, because Christmas is the time to get cooking, as they say. We'll be trying out some other festive offerings as well, so there'll be plenty there to keep our readers satisfied.
Oh, good. Lots to look forward to. Well, thank you, Julia. We will keep an eye out for those festive treats from you and the team. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.